Hi, I'm Jerry Brito, a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. In this video, I am going to talk to you about net neutrality as an engineering principle. In a following video, Adam Thierer will explain some of the economic and regulatory issues surrounding net neutrality. Net neutrality is a vague concept, and different people will define it differently. However, there's a clear engineering concept for the Internet's neutrality called the end-to-end principle. Because there's a clear technical explanation of what end-to-end is, that's a concept I'm going to explain today. The Internet we know today has its origins in a research network created by the Defense Department's Advanced Research Projects Agency. It was called ARPANET, and it began in 1969. What were communication networks like in 1969? Two typical networks in 1969 were telephone networks and cable networks. And two important characteristics of these networks are that they are centralized and specialized. Centralized means that the intelligence of the network, all of its computational capacity, is at the center of the network, at the telephone or cable company's premises,